Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We've been talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it's gone on now for about 3 weeks, and we talked about the apostle gift and the gift of the prophet, and now today we're going to look at the gift of evangelist, and this is all laid out in Ephesians 4, verse 11, and it says that Jesus gave gifts, that he led captivity captive. When he went down to hell, he released the captives there that were trapped in Sheol, the Old Testament saints, and he led them up to heaven, and he released gifts at that time for the body of Christ. And the gifts that he released were some given as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers. And so that is the fivefold ministry. That is the structure of the church, of the body of Christ. That is the framework around which we build the church. That is the framework around which we put the skin on, or the rest of the flesh, you might say, which is the body of Christ. And as it functions here on this earth, God has laid out the structure, the framework, so there's order. God is a God of order. He is not a God of disorder and confusion, and so it's only natural that he would lay out the structure and framework for the church as it exists, for the body of Christ as it exists here on this earth. Well, Timothy was a spiritual son of Paul, Paul the Apostle, and Paul had the apostles' calling. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:10 that he was the master builder, and that he wanted to lay the foundation everywhere he went, and that is what he did. He had the apostles' calling. He laid the foundation everywhere he went, and he said others could come then and build upon that foundation. And so we have the apostles' calling, we have the prophet's calling, who is the guide. The apostle is the grounder, is the governor. He sets down the foundation. He is the governor. The prophet is the guide. He comes and gives a prophetic utterance to the body of Christ and gives it guidance for edification, for consolation, and for exhortation. And then the evangelist comes along, and he is the gatherer. He is the one that gathers the lost. And if you have an evangelist calling, I know there's some people out there today listening that you think that you may have an evangelist calling. You enjoy telling people about Jesus Christ. You enjoy telling people about the good news of the gospel. You enjoy telling people about the hope. So again, Paul was the spiritual father of Timothy, and so he mentored him for many years. He raised him up to be an evangelist. He laid hands on him. It tells us in 1 Timothy 1:18, "This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may fight the good fight." And so Paul laid his hands on Timothy. He blessed him and he sent him out. And so Paul extended to Timothy the mantle, you might say. He laid the mantle on Timothy, and he gave him the authority then to go out and preach the gospel. And again, then in 2 Timothy 1:6, Paul talks about laying his hands on Timothy. "And for this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is within you through the laying on of my hands." And so Timothy had a gift. Paul had laid the mantle on him, the mantle of evangelist, and then he said, "Timothy, I remind you to go and fight the good fight. I remind you to go and use this gift." And so as the Lord has blessed you, some people out there listening to me today, you have not used the gifts that God has given you. If you're a believer and you have a call on your life, which I'm sure you do, you have not used the gifts, some of you, that God has given you, and I urge you today to get down on your knees, to pray about it. The kingdom of God moves forward through people. God uses people, so we can't just sit back and expect God to do everything. We can't just sit back and say, "God, you do it, you take care of it, you straighten this country around, you straighten this nation out." And you know that God uses people. He used people in the Bible. When you read the story of King David and Moses and Joshua and Paul and all of these men who are just men like you and I, men and women, Deborah and some of the women of the Bible also, you know that God is waiting for you. And some of you have a calling on your life. It may be to be an evangelist. It may be to be a prophet, a pastor, a teacher. And you're just sitting there on your gift and you're not doing anything with it. And God is just saying to you today, get up and move, because the kingdom of God is at hand. In the annals of the history of America, this is a very, very precarious, perilous time for this nation. There's a moral slide going on in this country. There's a moral slide that is very rapidly picking up steam. We have all kinds of debauchery and sin being passed off in the churches as well, in the pulpit and in the preaching. And so we need people to stand up and take their spiritual gift and run with it and go with it. And we need people to move forward in their gift. And so, you know, God is just urging today. God is prompting today for those who have a call on their life. And if you are a believer, if you are a born-again believer and you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a call on your life. I don't know what it is for every person out there. I don't know what it is, but you know, and God will reinforce and reveal to you what your calling is. And so you need to move forward with it. If you are hesitant and reluctant, the longer that you stay hesitant and reluctant and apathetic about it, the more the devil will talk you out of it, and eventually you'll deny that you have a call, you'll deny that you have a gift, and so the devil moves forward that way and builds his kingdom, because the people who have the call and who are destined their destiny is to serve the kingdom of God, they don't move forward and they don't serve the kingdom of God. Well, Paul speaks again in 1 Timothy 4:14 about the laying on of hands on Timothy. He says, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery," or by the church. And then Paul says in verse 15, "Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to all." And so the Lord wants us to press in. He wants us to take pains and press in. The walk, the Christian walk, is not a sprint, as many of you know. It's an endurance test. It's a marathon run. It's a run that you're going to be in. It's a race that you're going to be in until the last day you're here on this earth, until you draw your last breath. And so be prepared to battle. Be prepared to fight the good fight. Be prepared to endure and be persecuted and persevere. And as you do that, then God will bless you. He will raise you up. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there's nothing more blessed, there's nothing more fulfilling than to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the most fulfilling thing that you can do as you answer the call that God has on your life. It's the most fulfilling thing that you will ever do here on this earth. And when you stand before Jesus to look into his eyes and you stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to receive from him the words of commendation. If you have done well, if you have served the kingdom, he's going to say, "Come in, my good and faithful servant. I've prepared a place for you." And if you have not done well, if you squandered the time and squandered the gifts and squandered the calling that God has given you, then his words are going to be harsh, and he will not give you words of commendation and words of praise. And so, again, Paul laid his hands on Timothy, and he says, "Don't neglect the spiritual gift. Do not neglect it. Those things which were bestowed upon you through prophetic utterance and the laying on of hands." And then Paul says, "Take pains with these things." You know, in other words, be ready to sacrifice. Be ready to persevere. The Christian walk is a walk of perseverance. And as you persevere, God will bless you. He'll strengthen your faith. He'll give you more. He'll strengthen you in ways that you can then go out and encourage others. You can go out and preach the word. You can go out and give prophetic utterance over others. And as you do that, God will just continue to bless you. And you will start to realize your reason that you were born. You'll start to realize the reason that God put you here on this earth. Well, in 2 Timothy 4:2, then Paul gives more specific instruction to Timothy. And he lays out some instructions here, just like a good coach, a good football coach, you know, before the game, he gets his charge to the team. He gives his instructions to the team, and he exhorts them, he encourages them, and he gets them fired up to go into the battle. And so it is, Paul has given his charge here to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:2, and he's preparing Timothy to go into the battle. Paul is getting to be an older man. He knew his time when he was going to have to give up his life would be soon, and it certainly was. The Romans executed him shortly after this letter was written, and so Paul has given his last instruction to his son Timothy, and he's telling him, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, and with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, Timothy, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And so Paul is giving Timothy the final instructions, and he's saying, Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season and out. And then he went on to say, the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. And I think that's a description for where we're at right now. It was a description of the days and times in Paul's time, and I think you could say that the devil has ratcheted up the assault on the kingdom of God. There's more people turning away from God now in America than ever before. This godly nation is in a moral slide, a moral decline, and so it's very important that we preach the word. It's very important that we stand up and tell the truth about abortion, about homosexual marriage, about standing with Israel, all of these pillars of God's kingdom. It's more important than ever before to stand up and tell the truth. And Paul tells Timothy, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. In other words, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear what the Bible has to say. And many people take Bible verses and they distort them, they twist them, they turn them to suit their own needs, to tickle their own ears. We have pastors now standing up and blessing homosexual marriage, and we have pastors that are blessing women's right to abort their babies, to murder their babies. We have pastors that are coming against Israel and calling for the division of Israel's land. And so there is a lot of false doctrine out there being preached. There's a lot of false doctrine that is being spewed out of pulpits simply to tickle people's ears. And it says here, then Paul says that they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. I saw an article just this week about how the homosexual agenda is trying to flood churches nationwide to twist and distort the gospel and to preach a distorted message about homosexual marriage. And so this is certainly a description of what's going on in America today. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. And then Paul exhorts Timothy, verse 5. He says, Timothy, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. And so Paul knew that Timothy's calling was to be an evangelist, to get out and preach the word, to come along in those places where Paul had laid down a foundation, and to preach the word, to bring people in. And so if you have that calling out there today, brother or sister, if you are stirred to bring people to the Lord, I urge you to move forward in your calling. I urge you to accept your calling, your destiny, and to move forward. Some of you have not done anything with your gifts, and I just urge you, as Paul said, the time is now to put sound doctrine, to put good teachers and preachers in the pulpit, and also through other avenues of communication, Facebook and Twitter and all these social networking sites. There's a great opportunity to preach the word and to teach the word. There's a great opportunity to share the good news of the gospel with people in ways that have never occurred before. Short-term mission trips, long-term mission trips, there's all kinds of ways that you can share the gospel and do the work of an evangelist. And so if God is calling you to do that, I urge you to do that this day. And then Paul closes his instruction to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. He says, "For I am already," he's talking about himself, "being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." And verse 8, "In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing." And so Paul was preparing himself for his departure. He knew his days were growing to an end, or drawing to an end. He knew his days were short, and so he says, "I'm prepared. I'm being poured out as a drink offering." But Paul said, "I'm looking forward to that day when I can look the judge in the eye, when I can look the judge in the eye, and he will say to me, 'Come in, my good and faithful servant, you have done well, and I have prepared a mansion for you.'" And we all look forward to that day when we'll stand before Jesus, and he will commend us and praise us for the work that we have done. And so I ask you today, brothers and sisters, are you fulfilling your ministry? Are you fulfilling your calling? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Are you moving forward with the kingdom of God, or are you moving forward with the kingdom of the devil? That is the question for you today. Are you pushing the kingdom of God forward and advancing the kingdom of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Are you advancing his kingdom, or are you sitting on your hands and sitting on your seat and advancing the kingdom of the devil? God wants you to move forward in your calling. If you're not a believer, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I strongly urge you to do that today. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Let the Holy Spirit pierce your heart today. Do not harden your heart, but receive him today. Don't let this day pass you by without making a decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And as you do that, as you make that decision, as you say, "Jesus, I want to serve you. I want you to be my Lord and to be my Savior," get down on your knees, repent of your sins, ask the Lord to forgive you, and repent of those things that you know are not right, those things that you know have hurt the heart of God. And if you make a decision in regards to that today, let me know, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Just let me know, and I will get you some materials to study and rejoice with you in that decision that you've made. And if you are a believer today, if you've already committed your life, your heart, your soul, your spirit to Jesus Christ, and you have confessed your faith in him, been baptized, then I urge you to move forward into your calling, to fulfill your ministry, to be sober in all things. And as you do that, as you move forward, then God will bless you. He'll open doors for you. He'll bless you, and no man can stop then. No man can close the doors that God opens for you. He will open doors that no man can shut, and he will shut doors that no man can open. He will bless you. He'll give you the provision that you need to move forward. And as you do that, then you will be preparing yourself to be poured out as a drink offering. You will be preparing yourself to receive that crown of righteousness, the very same crown that Paul received. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.